This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
I'll let you into a secret. There's a place that gets me every time, whenever I'm there. I can't help but well up. Where is this tear-inducing location? It's thousands of metres high in the sky in the cabin of an aeroplane. Especially when there's a trashy romantic comedy on. Why am I admitting this now? Because apparently I'm not alone. English crooner Ed Sheeran confesses to getting all emotional when flying too. And get this, a survey carried out by Gatwick Airport in London found that 15% of men confess they're more likely to cry during films in planes than watching at home. And 41% of men owned up to burying themselves in the blankets to hide their tears in a separate survey by Virgin Atlantic. In all, 55% of air travellers in the Virgin study claimed they experience heightened emotions when flying. So, what's going on? How does air travel tap into our hidden emotions? A study from the Netherlands has shown adults cry due to feelings of separation, loneliness, or powerlessness. All of these are easily experienced when flying. You're far from family, often alone, and have no control over the aircraft's flight. Another theory relates to the lack of distraction. When you're strapped into your seat in a sealed cabin in the sky, there's not a lot you can do. So we're able to invest ourselves more fully into the movies we watch. Then there's the physical space. Air pressure and oxygen levels are lower, and this can affect our mental state. Conditions in an aeroplane resemble those at an altitude of 2,400 metres. The reduced oxygen at this height can affect the brain. According to a study by the US Institute of Medicine, the initial mood experienced at altitude is euphoria, followed by depression. And what about the movies themselves? Virgin say top culprits include tearjerkers such as Billy Elliot, Eat, Pray, Love, and, at number one position, Toy Story 3. Their emotional firepower even caused the airplane to slap tongue-in-cheek emotional health warnings on select movies back in 2011. Virgin Atlantic film critic Jason Solomons said at the time, "On a flight we're isolated, leaving loved ones or aching to be reunited with them. We're nervous, we're tired, we might have had a drink at a time we usually wouldn't. And if we see an image, a scene that reflects our emotional state, frankly, we're suckers." Flying and films is a heady cocktail.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.